Morning, I'm going to preach an entire message on giving. And so you will want to mark this date down in your calendar. It's not going to happen again anytime soon, I don't think, unless the Lord leads me to speak on this subject again. But I'm sure it'll be a blessing to you this morning who are here. Let's start reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take it upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the service this morning already, Lord, the good testimonies, Lord, and the good singing, Lord. We just pray, God, that that Spirit, Lord, would continue through the message, Lord, this morning and speak to our hearts, God, through your word today. Lord, this is your house, Lord, and we are privileged, Lord, to be here this morning and to be a part of this great work, Lord, here in Barrow. And, Lord, just to be a part of this service, Lord, that we pray, God, that during the preaching, Lord, you would, cause us to be attentive, Lord. May our hearts be open to receive the message that you have from your word, God, and for us today. And we just pray, God, that, Lord, you would draw us closer to you, and, Lord, help us to grow in this area of giving, Lord, and Lord, help us to, Lord, understand the principles of giving that are taught in your word, Lord, and apply them to our lives today. And I thank you so much for this church, Lord, and the people in this church who have given over the years and have sacrificed, Lord, and Lord, we just pray, God, that you would help us to continue to do so. And by your grace, be givers. In your name we pray. Amen. Now, I realize the subject of giving is a very sensitive issue for some Christians. I understand that. And for other Christians, those who have been involved in giving and understand the principles of giving as they're taught in the Word of God, for those Christians who understand what the Bible teaches about giving, it's a privilege to be able to sacrifice for the Lord. They count it a privilege to be able to give to the Lord and to His work. I heard about a pastor who had just finished preaching, and he was a relatively new pastor in the church, and he climbed down off the platform, and he made his way to the back and was shaking hands, and this little boy came up to him and held out his hand, and the pastor took his hand and shook it, and the little boy had placed a $5 bill in that pastor's hand when he went to shake the pastor's hand. And the pastor just kind of was like, wait a minute now, son, are you sure you want to give me your $5 bill? That's a lot of money for a young child your age, a young little boy like you. Don't you want to spend it on candy? And he said, no, I'm going to give it to you. I think you could use it. And he said, son, I appreciate it. I don't understand why you would want to give me your $5. And he said, well, you probably need it more than I do. I just heard my dad say that you've got to be the poorest preacher that this church has ever had. So some Christians understand the principle of giving and sacrifice, and others don't. But a doctor recently reported that giving is important to a person's mental health. I did not know that, but I guess generous people are rarely mentally ill. And now I know that Calvary Bible Baptist Church is a generous church, and this is a giving church. That has been proven more than once. It's been proven again and again, and we have some givers in this church, and I thank God for that. But in the interest of the mental health of the person sitting next to you, I want to talk to you this morning about being a generous Christian. Some of you will get that later on. But what causes a Christian to want to get involved in this thing about giving? What causes a Christian to want to sacrifice in giving to the Lord and His work? I believe the answer is grace. According to the verses that we read here in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I believe the answer is grace. God's grace at work in our lives will cause us to want to sacrifice and give generously to the Lord and His work. Now grace, when I talk about grace, I'm talking about an inner working and an inner disposition created by the Holy Spirit of God in the life of a true believer. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about grace. Now, how can we let God's grace show forth in our lives in the area of giving? When I think about giving in the Bible, when I think about those who have set an example for us to follow today in the area of giving, I'm reminded of the churches of Macedonia. When you read and study about the churches of Macedonia in the first century, you'll find that they were generous in their giving. They were a generous people. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verses 1 and 2, how that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches, the Bible says, of their liberality. Now, I believe a Christian ought to be liberal in their giving when it comes to sacrificing and giving to the Lord's work. And I believe that's the only area of a Christian's life they ought to be liberal in, especially with all the liberalism that we've gotten going on in this country today. But a Christian ought to be liberal in their giving. A Christian ought to be known as a liberal person when it comes to giving to the Lord's work. Why? Because the grace of God at work in their lives causes a Christian to want to be a giver. Now these Macedonian Christians, during a very difficult and trying time, under great financial strain, and in spite of living in deep poverty, these Christians were generous and liberal in their giving. These churches took up an offering for the church at Jerusalem because those believers there were going through a hard time. They were having financial difficulties. They were having financial problems, and they were in need of some financial assistance. And the money that was collected for the saints at Jerusalem by the churches of Macedonia were entrusted to Paul. And Paul was to give the money, the gift, to the churches of Jerusalem upon his arrival at Jerusalem. And Paul, in this text here, is commenting to the church at Corinth on the great sacrifice of these Macedonian churches. He's telling the Corinthian churches about the Macedonian churches and their sacrifice. Now, Paul didn't need to ask why the churches of Macedonia had given so generously to meet the needs of others in spite of having great needs of their own. He knew why they had been so willing and eager to give. It was because of God's grace at work in their lives. They were growing in grace as Christians. In verse 1, we see that the grace of God was working. And when grace is at work, God's people won't be looking for reasons not to give. They'll be looking for reasons to give. The grace of God inspires Christians to give generously in spite of great affliction and in spite of deep poverty, as we see here by the example of the Macedonian churches. Now, God's grace at work in our lives ought to cause us to take the lead when we see that there's a need. And I believe this is the kind of church here in Barrow that does that. When we see a need, we take the lead, and we want to help. We want to be a blessing to others. Paul writes in verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia." So what was their inspiration for giving, for wanting to help the churches in Jerusalem? Probably people they had never met, had never seen before, didn't know anything about, a different part of the world, different people, different race. The Christians at Jerusalem, many of them were Jews. The Christians at Macedonia, many of them were Gentiles. And so what would cause them to want to give generously to help a people that they had never met before, that they didn't know anything about, and the only thing that they had in common with these people was the Lord Jesus Christ? What would cause them? I believe it was grace. Grace was their inspiration. It was God's grace at work in their hearts that motivated them to give. You know, these people were just glad to be saved, amen. They were just glad to be in. And they were thankful for the blessings of God in their lives. And because God had blessed them, they wanted to be a blessing to others. Now remember, we're talking about a people who were poor. They were going through a time of tribulation, and they were going through a time of poverty in their own lives and in their own churches, yet they were able to give and be a blessing to others. And grace giving is not about saying, Lord, what can you do for me? That's not what grace giving is about. It's about saying, Lord, you've been so good to me. What can I give to you? What can I do for you? And God's grace at work in our hearts will help us to overcome some of those selfish tendencies that we have sometimes. God's grace at work in our lives will help to break the grip of materialism that so many Christians are bound by today. So many Americans are bound by today. We want to gather and hoard our goods to ourselves. But the Macedonian believers weren't like that. And the Macedonian believers, yeah, they could have held that gift in their grip and not let go. But they chose instead to make a great sacrifice. Look at verses 3 and 4. The Bible says, therefore, to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. They were pleading with Paul to take the gift that they had offered and to give it to the churches at Jerusalem. That's how much they wanted to be a blessing to others. They were pleading with Paul. They're saying, Paul, please take this gift that we want to give. We want to be a blessing to the churches at Jerusalem. And the Bible says they gave beyond their power. You know, the grace of God does that to people. It'll cause us to give beyond our power. It'll cause us to give more than we had ever thought we could give. Grace helps us to overcome our tendency, like I said, to hoard our wealth. You know, Americans have more wealth, and we also have more books on how to find happiness. Isn't that something? We've got so much riches and so much wealth today, and we also got all these kinds of books on how to find happiness. Riches don't bring happiness. Wealth doesn't bring happiness. But giving as a Christian, that'll help us keep us focused on Christ. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And sometimes it's easy for us living in America as Christians and being blessed of God like we are, sometimes it's easy for us to get our priorities all messed up, especially in this area of giving. You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, money in itself is not evil. We need money to live, amen? I like money. I do. I enjoy having money. And money is not bad. Having money is not bad. God's given some people the ability to make money, and they have a lot of money. And, you know, God's blessed them with that ability because He knows that they're going to take that money and they're going to use it for good. They're not going to be stingy with their money. They're going to be liberal with their money. And God blesses people with that kind of attitude with money. But money itself is not evil. It's the love of money that's evil. And we need to be careful not to get our focus off what's really important. Giving helps keep us focused on what is really important. Giving helps us to keep focused on eternal things. Giving helps us to keep focused on heaven. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, lay not up for yourselves treasure on earth where moss and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. No, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The Bible tells us in Colossians, we're not to set our affections on things here on earth. We're to set our affections on things above. And if we would do well to do that in our Christian lives. You say, why? Because you can't take it with you. Everything that we have down here is not going to matter. It's not going to amount to a hill of beans up there. I mean, all the wealth that we have, all the toys that we gather, all the possessions that we have, we're not taking it with us. We're not going to take it with us. It's going to be left down here, and it's not going to amount to nothing when it comes to eternity and receiving rewards in heaven. You can't take it with you, but you can send it up ahead, amen? You can't take it with you, but you can send it on up ahead and lay up yourselves treasure in heaven. I heard a preacher say once, do your giving while you're living so you'll be knowing where it's going. And there's a lot of truth in that. God's grace inspires us to give. Grace causes us to give beyond ourselves. And the Bible says grace helps make us more like Christ. Giving helps make us more like Christ. Look at verse 5. The Bible says, and this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. The Bible says they gave their own selves to the Lord. You know, Jesus gave Himself for us. So it's only reasonable for us to want to give back to Him. That's only reasonable. The Bible says in the book of John that Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth. And you can't separate grace from giving. Giving and grace go together. Jesus was full of grace. Jesus gave His life to save sinners. And grace produces giving in the lives of His followers. Grace helps make us more like Christ. Why do you think the devil fights you to keep you from giving? Why do you think the devil fights so hard to keep you from being faithful with your tithe and offerings? It's because he doesn't want you to be like Christ. Giving makes you more like Christ. He doesn't want us to be full of grace like Jesus was. He doesn't want us to grow in grace at all. But I tell you what, I say fooey on the devil. And I don't know about you, but I'm just going to keep on giving whether it makes him mad or not. And the devil's never done anything for me. He's never done anything for me, so I'm not gonna give him any satisfaction. I'm just gonna keep on giving. And you know, the churches in Macedonia, they must have made the devil real mad. They must have got the devil angry. But you know, when God's Holy Spirit touches the heart of somebody and the grace of God begins to work in a person's life, they'll say, "Lord, what do you want me to do? How can I be a blessing to somebody else? What do you want me to do? How much do you want me to give, Lord?" That's the attitude that a Christian who's full of grace will have and who's the Holy Spirit's been working on in their life. Now, the reason why the Macedonian churches got involved in giving in the first place was because the grace of God was made real to them. They understood the grace of God. And they saw that the grace of God was at work in their lives. And you know, if we'll allow God's grace to become real in our lives, if we'll continue to grow in grace, we'll be motivated to give. Material things won't matter so much to us anymore. The grace of God at work in our lives will cause us to desire to be more like Christ, and it'll cause us to set our affections on things above and cause us to keep focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where our focus needs to be. God's grace was evident in the lives of these Macedonian Christians. They were growing in grace. And we also see in this chapter that as they were growing in grace, they were proving their love. The Bible says there in verse 8, look at verse 8, "I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the frowardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love." The Macedonian churches had proven the sincerity of their love for God. And now Paul is encouraging the churches at the Corinthian Christians to do the same. Giving proves the sincerity of our love for God. Someone once said, "You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving." Amen? When you give, you're saying, "Lord, I love you." When you come to church on Sunday morning and you put your offering in the basket, you're saying, "Lord, I love you. And you are important to me. You are the most important thing in my life." You know, the word love is found 733 times in the Bible. But the word give or giving is found 2,285 times. Why? Because giving is an expression of our love. I remember when I first started dating Lori, and I remember how we would talk on the phone and we would rack up the telephone bills and we just would talk for hours, and I'd have to pay for that. And my mom and dad would always be on me about the paying the phone bill. The phone bill is this much this month. You give me the money. Give me the money if you want to talk on the phone that long. And you know, it wasn't hard to fork over that money. It wasn't hard at all because I wanted to talk to Lori. I was in love with her and I wanted to hear her voice. And so it was a sacrifice that I thought was well made. And you know, when we love God, we won't be focused on what it costs us. We'll be focused on just being a blessing and just wanting to give back to God of the many blessings that He's given us. When a person really loves God, they can't help but give. They can't give enough. The giving never stops. Over in Mark chapter 12, we read about the widow who gave all that she had to God. And you remember the story. Jesus was standing over against the treasury and he saw the rich men come by and they were casting in their treasures and they were giving of their abundance. And here comes this little widow and she had her mite and she put that mite in the offering. And Jesus said, "Wow, that lady there, she gave more than all the rest." Was she coerced? Was she manipulated to give? No, she gave because she loved God. How much do we love God? Do we love Him enough to give like the widow gave in Mark chapter 12? Not out of her abundance, but out of her want, out of her need. She gave all her living, the Bible says. She gave all that she had. Now I realize that some Christians give to get. They give for selfish reasons. They want God to bless them. And others, they give out of gratitude. They're just thankful and they express their thankfulness in giving to the Lord. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Still others will give because they know it's the right thing to do. The Bible says give, so they give. And there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. We ought to have more people doing that. Amen. But beyond self-interest, beyond gratitude, and even beyond obedience, our greatest reason for giving, our highest motivation in giving, should be our love for God. The Bible says we love Him because He first loved us. And Paul challenges the Corinthian church here in these verses to prove the sincerity of their love for God, of their love for Christ in the area of giving. And he uses Jesus Christ as an illustration of someone who gave sacrificially because of love. Look at verse 9. The Bible says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Love for sinners and a desire to please the Father was what motivated Jesus to leave the splendor of heaven and come down to this old sin-cursed world and die on the cross for you and for me. Say, what's our motivation for giving? It ought to be love. What's your motivation for giving this morning? The Macedonian Christians were growing in grace. They were proving the sincerity of their love. And thirdly, as they participated in grace giving, they were maturing as believers. Look at verse 10. The Bible says, "And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to them that to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened." Now based upon the maturity of the Macedonian Christians, based upon their example of giving, Paul is saying to the Christians at Corinth, hey, it's time for you to mature in your giving. It's time for you to mature as a Christian in the area of giving. Paul is stressing here the importance of having a willing heart when it comes to giving and when it comes to sacrificing to give to the cause of Christ and to the work of the Lord. And we need to have a willing heart, amen? God knows each of our hearts. And God knows everything about us, and when it comes to this thing about giving, He knows what our motivation is for giving. He knows when we give grudgingly or of necessity, and He knows when we give cheerfully and willingly. And a mature Christian will give from a heart of devotion and dedication because of their love for God. The Macedonian Christians were willing to give. They participated equally. Everyone did their part. They didn't all give the same, but they all sacrificed equally. Everyone got involved. Every person gave. Everyone did what they could. They all gave something. And that's what makes the churches of Macedonia so special. Verse 15 tells us that they expressed their faith in their giving to the church at Jerusalem. They expressed the faith that they had in God by giving to the church at Jerusalem. The Bible says there, "As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack." Now, this verse is a reference to the book of Exodus when God sent the manna from heaven to feed His people. And you remember the story? The Bible talks about those who gathered as much manna as they could and hoarded it all to themselves. They had nothing left over when the morning came. But those who gathered only as much as they needed, the Bible says they had no lack. Why? Because they believed that just as God had provided them with food for today, that God would also provide them with food tomorrow. And so their faith caused them to just only gather as much as they needed. And when we give in spite of our need, God sees our faith. God sees our faith, and He will bless us for expressing our faith by giving sacrificially. The Macedonian Christians expressed their faith and their giving to the church at Jerusalem. You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and running together shall men give into your bosom. Give, and it shall be given unto you." Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. God blesses His people when they give by faith. Giving by faith will help us also to mature as believers. It'll help us to mature in the Lord and grow. And God wants us to grow in grace. And as we grow in grace, He wants us to prove our love for Him. And you know, the way we do that is first by giving ourselves. The Bible says that the churches of Macedonia first gave themselves to the Lord. And you see, when God's got us, He's got our wallet too. He's got every part of us, including our pocketbooks. And God wants our love to be our motivation in giving to Him. God wants our love for Him to be our motivation in giving to Him. And as we get involved in giving, we will grow as believers. We will mature as believers. And it takes a mature Christian to understand the importance of being involved in giving to the Lord. And like I said before, Calvary Bible Baptist Church is a giving church. This is a generous church, and the people here know how to give and know when to take the lead when they know how to take the lead when they see that there's a need. And let me close by drawing your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, the last verse in that chapter. And let me read that verse, and then we'll close. But look what it says there. It says there, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." We've been talking about giving back to God. We've been talking about the Macedonian churches and how they gave to help the church at Jerusalem. But look what the Bible says there about the gift that God gave us. It says, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." What was that unspeakable gift? It was the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." When Jesus Christ came to this earth, God, the Bible says, sent His only begotten Son to die for you and for me because He so loved us. Love was His motivation. And because He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And our love for God should be what motivates us. Our love for Him because of what He's done for us should be what motivates us to say, "Lord, You've done so much for me. What can I do for You? Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? How much do You want me to give, Lord?" And maybe there's here somebody here this morning who's not saved. I don't know. But God offers you His free gift of salvation today. And all you have to do is accept it. The Bible says, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to keep you out of hell this morning." And if you're not saved, listen, that's where the Bible says you're headed. The Bible says that's where sinners go when they die. They go to hell. And that's not what God wants for you. That's not what God's will is for you. And I want to encourage you this morning to trust Christ as your Savior. As for us Christians, what is our motivation for giving? Say, "Well, I haven't been real faithful in giving. I haven't really been good about that." Well, maybe it's because you haven't given yourself first. Maybe you haven't given yourself to the Lord. See, once the Lord's got you, hey, He's got your pocketbook. Hey, He's got all your talents. He's got everything about you. Once the Lord has you, He's got everything. Maybe you need to give the Lord yourself today. Maybe you need to first give yourself to the Lord today, and then God will begin to be able to deal with you about the area of giving. So let's stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. I apologize for being so long in preaching this morning. And like I said, mark this date down in your calendar. You'll not hear me preach on money again for a long time unless the Lord leads. If the Lord leads, I'll preach on money again next week. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. But if God's spoken to your heart today about this area of giving, like I said, maybe you've had a problem with that. Maybe that's been a struggle with you. Maybe you've had a problem with having the faith to be able to just trust God and give and trust Him to supply the rest. I don't know. But whatever it is God's spoken to your heart about, we don't need to sing a song of invitation. We've got God's Holy Spirit right here in this place. And God's Holy Spirit will lead and direct us to do His will if we'll just be willing to yield ourselves to Him. Now, what is God leading you to do? What is the Holy Spirit of God telling you to do this morning? What has He spoken to your heart about? Whatever it is, whatever He's put His finger on this morning in your life, why don't you come forward and deal with God about that? Get business done with God. Say, "Oh, I'll do it when I get home." No, you won't. No, you won't. I've said that before, and the devil's gotten me so busy doing other things that I've forgotten everything that the preacher preached on Sunday and everything the Holy Spirit tried to teach me. No, you do it now. This is the time to do business with God. If God's spoken in your heart, why don't you come? Maybe there's some Christians here this morning that need to just get down on this altar here and just give themselves to God. Maybe you've been holding back. Maybe you've been inconsistent in your Christian life, inconsistent in your prayer life, inconsistent in reading the Bible and studying the Word of God. What is it? Maybe there's sin in your life. I don't know. What is it that God's speaking to your heart about today? Why don't you come? Why don't you come now? We don't need a song. We just need to listen to the Holy Spirit. And if God's spoken to your heart this morning, why don't you come and do business with God? The altar's open. Lord, thank you for this time, Lord, of preaching and teaching, Lord. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be able to give back to you. Lord, you've blessed us with so much, Lord, and we want to be faithful to give to you and to show our love, to prove our love to you, Lord, through the area of giving, Lord. And God, it's not an obligation, Lord. It's a privilege. It's an exciting thing to be able to give and to be able to be a blessing to others, Lord. I think of the missionaries, Lord, that this church supports, and the missionaries that and evangelists and preachers that we've been able to help, Lord, financially, Lord, over the years, and even just in the last few months, God. We thank you, Lord, that you've blessed, Lord, this church with the heart to want to be a blessing and encouragement to others, Lord, and help us to continue to grow and to mature in the area of giving, Lord. And thank you so much for giving to us your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, to die on the cross for our sins. Thanks be to you for your unspeakable gift to us. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. Thank you for coming this morning. God bless you all.